when you look at, stand back and you look at the average change in rates based on the current rate structure and the proposed rate structure, and you look at kind of the average cost of the light blue bars are the city system and the purple bars are the rural system. Under the current rate structure, the city rates are higher than the rural rates, and that was a function of the assumptions and the information that we've had over the years. And one of the assumptions that we had was that the rural customers who use more energy, and that's absolutely a fact, had better load factors, meaning that they were more efficient. What the load data was showing us actually, and what's reflecting in the current study, is that the rural customers are in fact use a lot of energy, and they are bigger, but they're not using it any more efficiently than the city system. And so when you factor that into play and you look at differences in the revenue requirement, now you see cost of service for the rural system that's slightly higher than the city. Now this is actually more typical what you see in the industry. Typically rural rates are higher than city rates because customer density. In other words, within the city limits, within several blocks, you're going to have a lot of customers per investment mile. In the rural, it's very different. You're going to have much fewer customers per investment. You have much less energy and demand or rates. Your rates can't generate enough revenue to cover that. So you're typically going to see rural rates higher. So the cost of service results actually make a lot of sense. And all the information that BTU has gathered over the years with their new AMI metering system, et cetera, have all supported this. So the results, I think, are reflective of actual costs in the past.